All righty. Missouri County Board of Commissioners is going to reconvene so that we can recess and convene as the 474 Fire District Board. Bringing up item number 22, discussion of possible action for approval of resolution number 19-546, the resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution for NRS 474.470 for appointed Story County Fire District officials. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the same thing that you did just a moment ago, except this one's for the 474 Fire District. This applies to the fire chief, their division chief. We don't have a division chief, but it's a position that's in there, battalion chiefs. And in this case, it's a similar situation. There was a minor adjustment, and then for battalion chief, there was some adjustment. And I do want to note where a lag organization, that's not necessarily a bad term. It just means that we do pay less in the region for various reasons. And the most important thing, this was all budgeted for in the 2019-20 budget approved by this board. I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Additional questions for us?
Nothing on this end.
Okay, we'll open up for public comment. Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I, Lance Gilman, move to approve resolution number 19-546, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 474-470 for appointed Story County Fire District officials.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Moved and second to approve resolution 19-546. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. This time we're going to go ahead and recess as the 474 Fire District Board and convene as the Story County Liquor License Board. Bring us up to item number 24, discussion of possible action. Approval of the second reading for on-sale liquor license, Virginia City Joe's, 5 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. The applicant is Joe France. You no longer hold the liquor license.
I no longer do, but I own the facility.
Pecuniary interest in
so the I have pecuniary interest in the building. So in abundance of caution, I'm going to recuse myself from discussion or voting on this agenda.
All right. For disclosure, I do have an on-sale liquor license in proximity to Virginia City Joe's. My voting on this motion would affect Joe French, no different than anybody else, and who would be up for licensing as well. So with that said, Sheriff Antonoro?
As reported in first reading of this, we've completed the background investigation. Applicant has held previous licenses in other jurisdictions and run successful businesses. We found nothing that would preclude him from holding a liquor license in Story County and would therefore recommend the approval of this reading.
Very good. Thank you, Sheriff. That's it. Jay, if I could ask you to make a motion to approve.
I, Jay Carmona, make a motion to approve the second reading for on-sale liquor license at Virginia City Joe's, 5 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. Applicant is Joe France.
I have a motion. I'll second it. It's been moved in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. At this time, we're going to recess with the Story County Liquor License Board and reconvene the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us up to item number 26, discussion of possible action, approval of the second reading for general business license, Virginia City Joe's, 5 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. The applicant is Joe France.
So, Mr. Commissioner, Mr. Chairman, I once again recuse myself from discussions or voting on this as I have a pecuniary interest in the building that's the subject of this agenda item.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner.
And this license goes hand in hand with what we just approved. This would be just their general county business license. So, again, we'd recommend approval.
Very good. Thank you, Sheriff. Jay, I can get you to make a motion.
Yep. Hi, Jay Carmona. Make a motion to approve the second reading for the general business license for Virginia City Joe's on 5 North C Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. The applicant is Joe France.
I'll second your motion. It's been moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Sheriff. Next up is item number 27, discussion of possible action. This is the notice to cancel the July 16, 2019 meeting of the Board of County Commissioners, with acknowledgement that the meeting may occur if certain urgent matters necessitates this meeting. And under such circumstances, the meeting will be posted as usual in accordance with NRS. So we're going to cancel that meeting as which would be regularly scheduled. Some of us are going to be attending National NACO, and so we'll be out of the area. And so with that, I'll open up if there's any public comment regarding the cancellation of this meeting. Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I'll move to approve. I can't Lance Gilman, County Commissioner, motion to cancel the July 16, 2019 meeting of the Board of Story County Commissioners with the acknowledgement that the meeting may occur if certain urgent matters necessitate this meeting. And under such circumstances, the meeting will be posted, as usual, in accordance with NRS.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Unanimously. All right. Moving along now to item number 28, discussion of possible action. 2019-2019-028, consideration of possible action of grant of easement to NV Energy for utilities within portions of the M Street and Washington Street rights of way, Virginia City, Story County, Nevada. Ms. Canfield.
Thank you. Kathy Canfield for the record. This is a request by NV Energy for an easement in M Street and Washington Street. This is a continuation of what we looked at at the last meeting. NV Energy is cleaning up some of their lines and making sure everything's in easements and in rights of way. And this was just a piece that was lagging and behind. Mr. Loomis has reviewed the easement and is agreeable to the wording.
Okay. Commissioners, have any questions for Kathy regarding this
easement? No, I don't.
So, any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, can we get a motion to approve?
I'll move to approve.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Moved and second to approve this grant of easement to NV Energy. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item, thank you, Kathy. Moving along now to item number 29. This is discussion of possible action approval of business licenses, second readings. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner and Chairman. The Community Development Department recommends approval of the following second readings. If you would like, I can read those all, or I'm just identifying them as A through double D. Actually, double E. There's one on the second page that ends at CN Steel.
Yeah, there we go. I think that's 31 business licenses. Is there any public comment regarding these second readings? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I missed it. Are we going to exclude one?
No.
But they all
You're all approved. I was just noting, Mr. Gilman, that there is last page.
Thank you. I, Lance Gilman, approve the second reading of submittal business licenses applications. I'll make that motion to approve.
There you go. I've got a motion. I have a second.
I'll second.
Move to second to approve second readings. A through double E. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Moving along now to item number 30, public comment.
Commissioner McBride, Commissioners, freshly minted County Manager, Mr. Osborne. For the record, Sam Toll, Gold Hill Dative. Once again, taking this opportunity to request that the public, here we go, and on the counter. We can take 15 seconds off of that for what's already expired. Request that we reinstate public comment to both the beginning and the end of the the meetings. Again, as I've said before, I think this sends the wrong message to the constituents that we, in fact, come last. Previously, to the former county manager, I submitted the same document that I'm going to submit to you, Mr. Osborne. And that is an official request to bring before the board to vote on to reinstatement of public comment. The previous request did not pass go. Mr. Whitten did not allow it to stand before the commissioners for a vote. I had hoped that when Mr. Carmona was elected that he would have brought this forward because one of the things that he ran on was the fact that he represents the people and would do a better job of that. There's still time. I know that he could bring it forth just as any other commissioner could at any time. But I'm going to make another formal request. people have told me that I should check my lug nuts and my brake lines. I've heard myself be referred to as a person who purveys hate. I've been called a yellow journalist by people in this room, spin doctor. And I'm often reminded of the fact that, you know, you catch a lot of flack when you're over the target. It would be great if I had nothing to write about, if there was nothing but ice cream and lollipops flowing down C Street. But unfortunately, that's not the case. And we've got an opportunity here with Mr. Osborne to open a new chapter in Story County, to change some of the ways that we do business and provide a little more transparency. As I shared with Mr. Loomis at the last meeting, Ms. Langer, your office has 7 public records requests. 4 of them were opened in January that have yet to see the light of day. And the cumulative effect of this kind of approach means that suggests that there may be something to hide, that there isn't a willingness to share with the public the documents that y'all are paid to keep. And I think that's, I hope that that's not the case. But nonetheless, that message is the one that's sent. So I can see with 15 seconds, my time's up. Thank you very much.
No, you get 3 minutes.
No, I started 15 seconds early. Or you hit the clock late.
Oh, okay.
All good. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Thompson.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, Mr. County Manager, Madam DA, Chris Thompson, Story County resident. Residents come in here, members of the public come in here, they do the work ahead of time, they coordinate to be on the agenda, they have a special use permit that they work with county staff on. They come here with their husbands, sometimes their children, all coordinating ahead of time, working ahead of time, so they can be on the agenda to have their matter heard. Members of the public are on the agenda. And the last speaker wants to elbow them out of the way so he can come up here and insult and smear leaders of the county and get in front of people who already coordinated to be on the agenda that have important matters to be heard. And I've been coming in here for probably 8 years now. Not once have I heard the last speaker with a new idea, a matter of business for the county, or something that's worth elbowing other members of the public out of the way that have important matters of their own to be heard. So I just think it's kind of the height of hypocrisy. For the last speaker to talk about transparency, seriously, the person who's taken a case to the Supreme Court because he won't turn over discovery in a civil case. For him to talk about transparency is just ridiculous. The man who just has gone to the mattresses so he doesn't have to testify in a civil case about his lies that he published in the paper or in his blog. So I just think, that ought to be noted when we're talking about putting him up front before members of the public who work hard to get on the agenda. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. All right. Do you still public comment?
Chair and Commissioners.
Hold on.
I will need 3 minutes.
Ready.
All right, go.
Okay.
All right, Chair and Commissioners, Clay Mitchell. I approach the Commission not as a private citizen, but as President of the Crown Point Holdings Corporation. In light of recent events, while I have big plans for the property, I just want to let you know that I would be amenable to the county acquiring our property if such a need arises, and that we could probably work something out if that was something that was needed from the county's perspective. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mitchell. Additional public comment.
Louise Pena, Lockwood resident for 27 years. I have to commend you on how well you work as a board. As far as the public comment goes, we get to speak. I am amazed. I've been involved with my HOA and several boards, and public comment at the front and public comment at the last, all that is people wanting to blurt out what they hate. Where you do it accordingly, we all many times through this have had opportunity to speak per topic. To me, that makes more efficient instead of just putting it out there. So I like the way you run. I like doing away with the public comment at first because it's 3 minutes. 3 minutes, you don't get enough to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Anyone else? Okay, we're going to adjourn. We'll see you on August the 6th.
Can you, yeah, but can you talk to me?